The next simulation developed from the 3D model is here near the Irving Station on Route 1. It's the same location where Ben took one of his photos. It's near where we did one of our initial simulations from the rum line, but that would be a little further up the road, right about here. From that location up there, these taller trees here do a better job of obscuring the tank than where you were standing out here beyond the Irving Station. But nevertheless, this is what the view would be from this point. And the dip in the trees here is caused by the cleared entrance road, so that's why that particular amount of the tank is visible. There's the same location on old Route 1 where Ben took one of his photos. Again, the tank, top of the tank, will be visible over the tree line from that location, but the vast majority of it is screened by existing vegetation. Familiar location up on the hill up on Route 1 near Harbor Lane. Again, same place Ben took a photo, not too far from where the Dewan simulation was done, but he was actually closer to this barn from what we can gather in this by a little bit. But essentially essentially the same result. From up at this location, you can see the top of the tank. And that's all. And then our simulation from the 3D model from Sears Island. Again, tank visible over here. Here's the rest of here's the existing tank farm in this location. I will point out that in this simulation from the 3D model does differ from our original simulation from Sears Island in that after questions from the board whether we had taken out all of the trees that would be removed on the site when you were looking at our initial simulation, we believe that there will be some trees left along the railroad here, and which will help screen the bottom of the tank. However, again, to ensure that you are comfortable that we've shown you absolute worst case, we took them all out, so there are no trees left between the tank and the railroad tracks on the west side of those tracks. There's a vegetation, of course, left here on the east side of the tracks, and the parcel that DCP will not be developing, will own and preserve. That is what the simulation 3D model results in from this location. So now we'll just quickly compare different methods of evaluating the visual impact using different methods and different people. Here we are on Route 1. These locations down here are the same. This is the balloon test where you can see the top of the dome here and the dome with the top of the tank would be visible. Here's the simulation done by the 3D model. It gives essentially the same picture with the advantage of the vegetation clearing that will occur. And then this is a similar but not quite the same location right about up here as we talked about before, the rum line restaurant where the dome is obscured by those trees. So this kind of points out how important it is where you are standing, and it also points out how where you will get a view of the facility from time to time. It's not going to last very long. You don't have to go very far before it's gone. So it just is not clearly visible for long stretches of time in and around town. Here's a comparison from old Route 1. The two on the bottom are the same location from the balloon test and the 3D model simulated it in this manner. Basically the same result. And here's our other simulation from a little bit of different location showing the dome above the tree line. Up on Route 1 north of the site, up here the Dewan simulation, down here the balloon test, the balloons here, and a simulation that Ben did based on his work showing the tank, again visible above the trees, pretty darn comparable to what the Dewan simulation shows. Here's what the 3D model came up with from that location, very similar. There are differences, minor differences, but basically the same feel, the same impact in the visual characteristics of the area. And then lastly, here's the view from Sears Island from four different ways. The Dewan simulation, again, which does not include the facility that's there right now, but nevertheless, the simulation of that tank is fairly similar to the 3D model.